has been a couple weeks since we've last talked, so I want to catch up a little bit. It looks like the summer sockeye run is nearly over, and we're in the middle of the fall chum and coho runs. Is that accurate to say?
Middle or tail end, but yeah, depending on how late we keep fishing. But yeah, definitely no one's focusing on the sockeye at all. They're just caught incidentally in larger mesh nets. So we're pretty much done harvesting sockeye.
And how are those chum and coho runs looking?
The harvest is, you know, numbers are about average, a little bit below the chum. We had about 12,000 last week or so, and that's about average. The week before, we were a little bit above average with close to like 15,000. Average was more like 11. So the fall chum run is coming in. The fish are, from all reports that I've heard, are bright and active and nice. It's not coming in great numbers, but it's coming in above average numbers. We're not seeing a whole lot in the wheels. Part of that's because the river levels have dropped, and we only have one wheel spinning. We had to move it into a place where deeper water is, which isn't necessarily that fishy a place. So, but our projection right now is to be past the lower end of the escapement goal for chum already. So we're okay for escapement, though. You know, we have a lot of time yet before the fall chum run drops off, hopefully.
As the sockeye season comes to a close, do you have any thoughts on how it went overall? I don't think there was really ever a week when you were super pleased with the sockeye numbers this summer.
No, I mean, part of the job is to, and the hope is that we'll have a really good sockeye return for the commercial fishery, so that they'll have a good opportunity and we'll catch a lot of fish. And, you know, last year was good that way. This year, you know, the Choku really disappointed, and we had a struggle just to make escapement goal there. We end up with 41,000 something and very few fish harvested because I was so protective of them, trying to get the past the minimum escapement goal at least. On the Chilcat side, things are better, though. You know, I backed that way off in order because the escapement seemed like it was lagging, and there just wasn't that much in the harvest, and so I was conservative there as well. Fortunately, that return looks like it's doing fine. We were under our escapement goal, but projecting about 100,000 or so a while ago, like beginning of September, and then. And we had a shot of the river level drop down, and we had a shot of 20,000 fish over a week. And so now we're at around 82,000, which is well over the minimum 70,000. So everything is looking good on Chilcat. And I think, you know, we met the escapement goals on both those systems. And the Chilcat fish are still coming in. They'll keep going in probably until we pull the weir in early October.
Despite low harvest numbers of sockeye, just from talking to commercial fishermen in the area, they seem pretty happy with the way the season has been.
Yeah, I think, people have to look at things in terms of financial impact, and the chum fishery was so good, and the price was good, that people made a good living off the chum fishery. If they'd been dependent only on the sockeye, it would not have been a very good year at all. And that's something we have to try and not let happen in the future. You know, like I said before, I think we overescaped and possibly in Chilcoot, and so we didn't get a good return for the number of fish we put in there. So maybe, you know, ideally, you know, last year the parent year was about 60 some thousand, so this year we're at 42. And so maybe we'll, you know, 5 years from now, we'll have a really good year. Let's see.
How much longer do you expect this season to last?
Yeah, you know, we're going to run this week. We've got a couple of days opened up, same area, most of the canal open for a couple of days with the north end at Glacier Point. We'll do it this week and another week for sure, I would say, unless everything just drops off and there's nothing out there this week at all, which I don't expect. So it should be at least two more weeks, including this one.